What I would share with you this day, I declare in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The message I prepared for today is titled, Learning to be a Good Guest. Now, it could just as easily have been titled, Learning to be a Good Host. You see, those two things are interconnected, like two sides of the same coin. Being a host and being a guest, that is. Being a guest and being a host. Being received and receiving others. Being welcomed and welcoming others. Those things are tied together in human life and human experience, since no one gets to be a guest unless someone decides they're willing to be a host. Think about it. Now, there's been a lot of emphasis in the life of the church on learning to be good hosts. The Bible says that hospitality is one of the things that makes Christians distinctive. It makes them stand out from others. Christians are supposed to be willing to welcome anyone and everyone, no matter who they are or where they come from. Now, I'm well aware, both from public reputation and from personal experience, how the folk here at St. Andrew's Church in Saskatoon place a high value on welcoming. The children we spoke with earlier this morning are well aware that this is a welcoming church. A lot of effort and energy has gone into learning that and then putting into practice the kinds of habits that make a good host. This church has tried hard over the years to welcome everyone that comes, and I'm glad for that. It's been a treat since the time I've been in this presbytery to experience firsthand that genuine sincerity of your welcome, and now to be associated even more directly as a temporary shepherd and participant in this congregation's pastoral leadership and its hospitality ministry. But you know, there's more to hospitality than just being willing to shake someone's hand on Sunday morning, welcome them to church. In a community and in a world with so much need, the church is coming to realize that its members can't just sit on their hands when there are people hungry and hurting and in need in our community. And again, this church has proven itself willing to go the second mile and more. Your participation in the refugee ministry with other churches is just one aspect of that welcoming heart that is truly evident. This morning's gospel reading comes at the tail end of the 10th chapter of Matthew's gospel. It's a chapter in which Jesus gives his disciples their marching orders. And the interesting thing about this passage is that Jesus assumes his disciples are more likely to be guests than hosts. In a very real sense, friends, he's sending them out into the world so that their hospitality can be assessed. Not that their hospitality can be assessed, rather, but that the world's hospitality can be tested. He's sending them out to see what kind of a welcome the world gives them. Whoever welcomes you, he says, welcomes me. That's the instruction and the criterion he leaves with his disciples. And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Jesus now appears to assume that his followers will be on the receiving end rather than the offering end of this hospitality. Now, you could argue in those days that it really couldn't have been any other way. Not for those first Christians. Recall, they were part of a brand new movement, a tiny struggling group just getting started. We, on the other hand, are part of an established church with a long history. 20 centuries of the Christian church around the world. 4 centuries and counting as members of the Reformed tradition. And I don't know I forgot to check, but how many years here in Saskatoon has this congregation? Somebody know? 90 years. A fair number of years, to be sure. Yeah. It only seems right, then, that we should be the ones doing the welcoming, the ones who wait for others to come and see us. It only seems right that we should be seen to be doing that job faithfully and well, being warm and gracious in our welcome, and making people feel accepted and at home. But you have to wonder, what's it like to be on the other side? To be the one who comes as the newcomer, the stranger, the one doing the calling, instead of being the ones who do the welcoming. There are a couple of things we can do to catch a sense of that experience. And the first is this. Rather than just wonder what it might be like to be on the other side, to be the newcomer and the stranger, we need only try to remember. Reach back in our memories. Because you see, we've all shared that experience at one time or another. None of us has been in this church forever. Once upon a time, each of us came here for the first time. Each of us attended a service for the first time. Some more recently than others, I'm sure. So rather than wonder what the experience of a stranger and a newcomer to our church is like from their perspective, I invite you to think back and remember what it was like to come here for the first time. What were your first impressions? What was the reception like? Were you welcomed warmly and sincerely? Did people here, from the greeters and ushers, to those sitting near you in the pews, or standing nearby during coffee hour, or the minister, did they speak with you, seek to get to know you? Did they express an interest and a desire to get to know what brought you here that first time? Did they try to get a sense of the needs and challenges in your life that you carried with you when you came? And if you're having some difficulty remembering that far back, for some of you, remembering far back to your first visit, I'm sure there are people here who do remember what their first visit was like. Some perhaps that are very, very recent arrivals. And that leads me to a second suggestion for plumbing the experience of those who are strangers and newcomers to the congregation. Why not ask them? Some among us are fairly new to St. Andrews, perhaps new to Saskatoon, perhaps even new to Canada. And each layer of that newcomer experience heightens the challenge of figuring out what to do, how to find a new home in a strange place, how to make this community a place where you feel welcome, a place where you belong. Now, to the newcomers, it's not entirely your task, your challenge. Those of us that are here have the task of being the hosts, being the ones who do the welcoming, being the ones who treat the newcomers and the strangers as our guests. We're the ones who are challenged to find out what our guests need to feel at home, to help them experience a sense of welcome and belonging. The simplest, most direct way, it seems, would be to ask. Now, some might find that prospect a little daunting, even risky. I don't know how to talk to strangers, some might think. We'll send Elder Mr. Jones over to find out, and then we'll talk to him afterwards. Bring back a report. Who are they? What are they like? For some, as I said, it might indeed be a stretch to make that kind of engagement. It might be a move outside one's comfort zone. But it's about putting yourself in the place of the newcomer, the stranger, and discovering or experiencing what it's like for them to come to a place and a community for the first time. Understanding what it means to put yourself in the position of having to be a guest is, I believe, one of the best ways to learn how to be a good host. When you gain a sense of what people's needs might be, it's far easier to predict and prepare and be ready to meet them. I wonder how we might respond, you and I, as another, for instance, another way of experiencing this sense of approaching a new and unfamiliar situation. What if this congregation were to begin to go door to door, inviting ourselves into other people's homes and lives, letting them welcome us, inviting them to come to our church? I can guess that most people here, or many at least, would be very uncomfortable, maybe even terrified about the prospect of doing that. But when you think about it, being a host and being a guest are a lot alike, for the simple reason that the offering of true hospitality, in other words, being a host, requires from us the same willingness to be vulnerable. The same willingness to be vulnerable that's so much a part of receiving true hospitality. In other words, being a guest. When you show up at the front door of a church on Sunday morning for the first time, you don't know for sure what to expect, how you're going to be received. Now, we'd like to think there is a difference between playing the role of the host and that of the guest. And the difference is that when we are playing the host, we can delude ourselves with the notion that we're still in control. This is our turf, our space. We control what happens here. On the other hand, when we head out into the world and knock on the door of a stranger or visit a church that's unfamiliar to us, we know that we've given up control. We're not sure what's going to happen. The only control we have is not to go in the first place or to walk away if things start to get a little sketchy. But that kind of discomfort might not be a bad thing, friends. You see, if we want to find out as individuals and as a congregation what it's really like to be able to offer genuine hospitality, maybe we need to get reacquainted with how it feels to be on the receiving end of someone else's hospitality. Maybe we need to learn or relearn how it feels to be vulnerable, how it feels to find yourself in a strange place, eagerly looking for warmth and friendliness, but also for a kind of intimacy and a depth of caring that passes the friendliest of smiles. And isn't that what the gospel is really all about? We believe in Jesus Christ, the one and only Son of God, who was one with God, at home in God's space, choosing to give up that space and temporarily become a guest among us, among people just like us. He came so that we might one day become guests, indeed family, forever, in God's space. That means that one of our primary missions during our time on this earth is to learn how to receive and how to be received, how to welcome and how to be welcomed, how to be a host and how to be a guest. And in the process of learning to be vulnerable, we learn how to be open. We do that so that we might become guests worthy of a welcome. We do that so that we might become hosts worthy of a visit. In the name of Jesus, our guest and our host, may it be that way in your life and mine, and in the life of the church, to Christ's honor and glory. Amen.